You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj and I am your host. Today we are getting together to talk about social media marketing ideas for real estate agents because we know that real estate agents are very near and dear to our hearts. So let's get started without further ado. Now, everybody talks about how social media marketing is a game of creating content, lining up with major holidays, getting people to see what you do and clearly communicating it, blah, 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 blah. That's great. But if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to see it, did it really fall? I think that is the question that most people need to answer when it comes to social media marketing, to be absolutely honest with you. So the question is, how do you create a social media campaign for real estate agents that will be not only beneficial but fruitful? Well, you're going to have to think of social media a little bit differently for that to happen. So first things first. We need to focus on the concept of what social media truly is. Social media. It's media that is generated by your social circle. So when you think that you can create an ad on social media and immediately start creating money with it, you are wrong. I don't care how good of a real estate agent you are. Just because you say, hey, come and buy your house from me, doesn't get people to actually buy a house from you. Ask some of the best real estate agents in the world. That's exactly what they're going to tell you. So how is it possible for you, real estate agents, to create a social media campaign that actually works? Well, that's actually a two-part trick question. But I'm going to tell you how to do it. Because I'm a nice guy. Number one, you need to stop thinking of social media marketing as a direct line approach. It is not something that you fire like a gun or fish with a fishing rod or you spear at. Social media is like a net. You have to cast a big net and from there pull in that which is going to be fruitful to you. So, for example, the trick in social media marketing is promoted ads to your target audience. You don't have to really create an ad that gets people to want to buy a house from you. You need to create an ad that gets the right type of consumer to follow you on social media so when they're ready to buy a house, you're there. That's what you want to do. If you're on social media and all you ever talk about is buy a house for me, buy a house for me, no one's going to ever follow you and you have zero engagement. But now if you had an ad created that said, wait for it, the first 50 people that like this post, follow us, and tag a friend, get a free t-shirt. You can buy artwork for that custom free t-shirt from a plethora of royalty-free artwork sites that we can talk about if you need it. And then you can produce these t-shirts as needed. But the trick here is you're giving out a free t-shirt that looks cool, but you're targeting the content by promoted ads, targeted to an audience that is relevant for you, whether that's based off of the zip code they live in, whether that's based off of how much money they make, whether that's based off of what they've done in the past. Either way, that is how you can do some social media marketing and start building that social media network to eventually promote your brand. If you have any questions, you know where to find us. We're the world of WDFA. We can help you with the t-shirt. We can help you with the social media marketing. And we can help you with anything else in between. Until next time.